Jane, could you watch for the first adult to put their hand up and tell me what this word is? The letters are jumbled, okay? So stand over here. All right, stand there. I'm going to give you one. And the first person with a hand up and tell me what that this word is. Now, don't turn it around yet. Hold that like that. Hold that like that. Like that. And like that. Okay, you ready? When I say three, turn it around. And the first hand who can work out what this word is. Ready? One, two, three. Nope. Taps?
Mates.
Nope. Eleanor? Time. Let's put these in order. Can you put that in order? T-I-M-E. Time. You know, to teach the things... Yeah, oh, Eleanor. Are you allowed to have chocolate, Eleanor? It takes time to teach our kids, and that's one thing we all lack, isn't it? We're all so busy nowadays, and we haven't got the time to teach our children. And if I was to say to you, sit down every night and teach your children for an hour, many of you would say, what, 1 hour? I can't spare 1 hour. But the Bible is really smart, and you know, God never expects us to do something that we can't do. So in Deuteronomy, he's shown us what we should do. And I'm going to read this verse out. And most of you will probably know this verse. And this is for dads, but it's also for our whole family here. It says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. And you shall teach them, what's the next word, dads? Diligently. You shall teach them diligently to the children, to your children. You shall talk about them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And then it says, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be the frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. So the Bible here tells us how we can do this. See, it's not just to sit down 1 hour a day. Every part of our day, we need to be teaching the children about the things of God. Amen?
Amen?
Because as we do that, then it becomes simple. So when we go to bed at night, we talk to them about what God has been doing. When we get up in the morning, we talk about how God can help us through the day. As we go through the day, every part of our day, we can be teaching our children about the things of God. And as we do that, it becomes natural. It's not just a time when we sit down. Now, it's important to sit down because the Bible here says to put God's word in front of our eyes. And when we do that, then we can say, this is what the Bible says. This is the truth that's in our Bible. And we believe it. As a family, we believe that. Amen? So this is really, really important. Now, these letters, I've looked up some of the things about these letters. Now, the first letter is the letter what?
T.
And T is for talk. You know, we need to talk to our kids. The average father talks to their children. How many hours a day do you think it would be?
Minutes.
No. How many minutes a day? The average father. 7 minutes a day, the average father. And if we're going to influence the next generation, we need to be talking to them more than just 7 minutes a day. Now, if you look at this next picture here, and you can see there's a little girl there in a phone box. And that's actually the most beautiful little girl in the world. And that's my granddaughter. And her name is Celeste. And just last week, they were going down to Albany. And they stopped in a little town, and Celeste said, what's that? She had never seen a phone box. She had never used a phone before. And her dad had to teach her. So what they did, they went over, and he put the money in and said, ring Granddad. So I'm at home, and next thing I get this phone call, and she's talking as a little girl, and I thought it was one of those prank calls, you know, and I was ready to hang up. But it was Celeste on the phone. And she had never used it before. How many of you kids have ever used a phone, been in a phone box, used a phone box before? Yep. See, none of them. See, they don't know these things. And we as parents, we have so much to teach them. So we need more than 7 minutes a day. Christian parents need to pass on our values and our morals to the next generation. What are our values? You know, values are long-lasting belief about what is important to a person. Okay? Long-lasting belief about what is important. They become standards by which we make our choices from. So our values, they're the one, if we have good Christian values, they're the values that are going to help us to make choices in the future. And as we put Christian values into our children, that will help them all the way through their lives. That will help them to make wise decisions. So we need to talk to them, and we need to teach them the things of God. What are morals? Morals are what we believe are right, what's right and what's wrong. You know, the world's all mixed up today, isn't it? And many of the times, what's right, they say is wrong. What's wrong, they say is right. And we need to be getting God's word, and we need to be teaching our children what's right and what's wrong from the word of God. Is it okay to tell lies? Many people will say, oh, well, it's okay to tell lies. Is it okay to break your promises? No, see, these are all values, morals that we are teaching from the word of God. Is it okay to cheat at school? Kids, is it okay to cheat at school? No. Some people will say, well, if you cheat and you get away with it, well, that isn't that great? But that's not what the Bible says. And we need to be teaching our morals to our next generation. Dads, we need to be talking about these things with them. Because let me tell you, if we don't teach them the things of God, the world's going to come in and the devil's going to teach them lies. And the reason they believe the lies is because they've never heard the truth. See, it's so important. And you kids, when your mums and dads are sitting down talking to you about the things of God, you need to listen to them. Because as you listen, they're going to help you make wise, wise decisions. And when you make wise decisions, you know what happens? The blessing of God comes upon your life. Isn't that wonderful? You know, another one is, a value is to be dependable. Another one is to forgive others. When somebody's hurt you, you need to forgive them, which that's really hard sometimes, isn't it? You know, when someone's hurt you really badly, to forgive them is really, really difficult. So we need to talk and we need to teach. Let's say that together. We need to talk and we need to teach the next generation. The next one, I. I. What do you think that I would stand for? Yeah? No. So what's that? No. Okay. The I stands to getting involved. Get involved with the children's lives. You know, as parents, this is really hard because we're all busy. Taps, you're busy. Richie, you're busy. We're all... Ash, you got 3 kids. You're busy. 4 kids! He's extra busy. But we need to get involved. We need to make sure that we're there and involved in the things they're doing. If they're playing sport, I know it's really hard sometimes to get there, but as much as we can, we need to be involved. I know when our 2 boys were growing up, it was really hard at times, especially as we were travelling away, but I really made an effort as much as I could to beat everything that was going. Every time there was an excursion at school, I got there if I could. Now, I know you dads are working and it's really difficult, but sometimes what we need to do is we need to plan with our bosses and say, if I work an extra couple of hours, can I have this time off so I can go to the school because something special is happening at the school with my children? Yes? But this all takes time. But if we're not involved in their lives, let me tell you, later on, they're going to be gone and they're going to be saying, well, you didn't really get involved with me, so I haven't got time for you. So being involved means you're showing them that you love them. Really, really important. we get involved in their lives. The next one is M. What would M be for? Money? Yeah, give them plenty of money, kids, is that right? Not money, it's memories. Memories. You know, as parents, we need to be putting good memories into our children. It is so good. You adults here, when you think back of when you were a child, can something really come to you straight away and you think, oh, that was really good, what happened with your parents? Could you put your hand up if you can think of something straight away? Yeah, look at all those hands going up. And those memories are being built in your life. And you think about them, and that really, really helps you. And we need to be building good memories into our children. With our two boys, just the other week, Stephen said to me, Dad, I'm taking the two little ones down to Busselton. Will you come? And I was busy, and I thought, okay, I'll go. Two nights we spent in Busselton. We went along the jetty, right out to the end of the jetty. And you know what we did? We took our phone out, and we took a picture at the end of the jetty. Have you ever, anyone been out there? We went out on the little train, and there's a map with the different countries of the world, how far they, and there's a photo of that. So that photo now, we can go back on that. This is why it's so good to have mobile phones, isn't it? See, the photos you're taking means that they are good memories. Now, some you delete and get rid of, but as we take those photos, what we're doing is we're saying, this is a great memory, and we can go back and remind the kids. Jordan, our youngest boy, on his 12th birthday, we were in Malaysia, in East Malaysia, and he came with us. You know, it's great to get your kids involved in what you're doing, and especially as you're serving God. Bring your kids along. If there's busy bees going on in the church, bring your kids, especially these big muscly boys here. Nashie, you show me your muscles, Nashie. Look at that. He's like his dad, isn't he? Big muscle. Bring your kids along and get them involved, and they will have memories of how they've served God. So Jordan, we were in Malaysia, and it was his 12th birthday. The day after his 12th birthday, we climbed Mount Kinabalu together. Now, that's the highest mountain in Southeast Asia, and I did it with Pastor David also, and he'll tell you it's really, really hard to do. And I really didn't feel like doing it, but, you know, he remembers that. And he said, Dad, we're going to do it again. And I'm thinking, son, if we're going to do it again, it needs to be soon, because I don't know if I can go up there now. So that was 13 years ago. But as we build these memories, what we're doing is we're helping them to see that we love them and that brings joy to their hearts. So memories are really important. Now, M also stands for a word that we don't like to think about, and that's mistakes. As dads, sometimes we make mistakes. Is that right, dads? Yep. Is that right, dads here and granddads? And, you know, kids, we need to forgive our dads when they make mistakes. You know, sometimes they want to do what's right, but sometimes things get in the way. We need to forgive them. And, you know, as I was preparing this, I really felt some of you here, adults, your dads might have hurt you in the past. And you've been carrying that hurt. Forgive them. Let the Lord do a healing work in your heart and forgive them. Because many times they don't know what they're doing, especially if they weren't Christian. You know, my dad wasn't a Christian, and I used to carry hurt in my heart. He was always busy drinking and gambling and things like that. So he was never there when I needed him. I can never remember him saying to me, Ivan, I love you. I can never remember him saying that. You know, dads, we need to tell our kids that we love them, that we care for them. But we need to make sure that we forgive those who hurt us. Forgive your dads. They're not perfect. They try, and we need to pray for them also. You kids, you need to pray for your dads, because sometimes it's a hard pressure, especially if you've got four kids, Ash. How do you have four kids nowadays? It was really, really hard. Sometimes it's really difficult for you. So we need to forgive. So the T is for? Talk and teach. The I for? Involve. M for? Memories and mistakes. And the last one is E for? What do you think the E would be for? Being an example to them. Being an example. You know, being an example is just so important, because the first one is time and teach, or talk and teach. But if you're not living those things up, living them out in your life, you can talk all you like. But they're looking at you as an example. Now, I've got a picture up here, and this is the other most wonderful little boy in the world. And that's my number two grandson. His name is Angus, okay? And you can see what's all over him, chocolate. He's copying his dad. You know, when his dad eats, sometimes he looks like that too. But, you know, kids are copying us all the time. They're looking at you. They're looking at your granddad. They're looking at your grandma. They're looking at us in the church. But little boys especially look to their dads. And if we are a good, solid Christian example, they're going to copy that. When Jordan was a little boy, we went over to New South Wales to visit my family. He was about 4. He hadn't seen my family since he was a baby. Anyway, we were there, and he went to the toilet and he washed his hands. And my older sister was there, and she's like the patriarch in our family. And he was washing his hands afterwards, and he walked out and he put his hands like this. And she said, "Jordan, what are you doing?" And he said, "My dad taught me that." Normally I do it on the back, not on the front. But my dad taught me that. You know, kids are watching and they're learning, and they're going to see you dads. They're going to see the impact that you can have on other lives, the impact that you can have on their lives. And they're going to say, "Oh, I can remember when Dad gave. I remember when Dad did this. I remember when Dad did that." And as they do that, they want to copy you. I was watching this morning little Debbie. She was sitting down the front here, and she was watching as you were singing, Hayley, and her eyes were glued to you. And I could see that she was thinking in her mind, "Wow, I want to be like her." I could see it. It was going through her mind. And they're watching us all the time. You little girls, you're watching your mum, but you're also watching your dads. We have such an important responsibility as fathers to shine for Jesus as much as we can. You know, I read this somewhere. I can't remember where I read it, but it says, "What you are thunders so loudly that what you say can hardly be heard." Isn't that amazing? What you are thunders so loudly that what you say can hardly be heard. So they're looking at us. They're looking at our examples. They're looking at our church. They're looking at each one of us here. We need to be the examples that they can say, "I want to be like them. I want to be like Pastor David. I want to be like Daniel." Where's Daniel? "I want to be a youth pastor like Daniel." But they're watching. That wasn't that funny, Adriel. You know, being a dad is a hard gig sometimes. But let me tell you, as we pray and ask the Lord to help us, we can become better dads. You know, I want to be the best dad. And you know that baton that we gave you? Keep, that's yours to keep now. And I want you to remember that we can pass on to the next generation, talk to them about the wonderful things that God has done in your life, but also in the lives of other people. And as we build them up in their faith, we want this next generation to be walking and doing greater things than we've ever done. Amen? Yeah. You know, these kids are so smart today. They're a chosen generation. Yes. But we need to train them in the things of God.